This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized the need for 50% of India's population to be part of the decision-making process. He highlighted the importance of Nari Shakti in the country's development and advocated for their representation in policy-making. Mr. Modi made the remarks in the Lok Sabha today during a discussion on the three key bills related to the constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The bills are Constitution Bill 2026, Delimitation Bill 2026, and Union Territories Laws Bill 2026. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said that to implement a uniform and legally consistent distribution of reserved seats for women across the country, it would be necessary to increase the total number of seats in the Lok Sabha by 50% over the current strength. The self-enumeration process under the House Listing and House Census for Census 2027 began from today across Arunachal Pradesh. This will continue till April 30, 2026. CM Pema Khandu and Deputy CM Chona May also took part in the self-enumeration phase today, completing their own self-enumeration for the very first time through geotagging and digital mapping. Following the completion of the self-enumeration phase, the house listing and house census field operations will begin from May 1, 2026 and continue until May 30, 2026. The first phase of the census 2027 have commenced across multiple states and union territories today. State Minister Health and Family Welfare Biram Wage today attended the state-level Nexus Planning meeting under the National Health Research Program Project on Integrated Emergency Care. The deliberations focused on strengthening integrated emergency and trauma care systems through the proposed Arunachal Pradesh Integrated Emergency Care Systems for Timely and Quality Management of Critical Cases. The meeting was attended by senior scientists from ICMR, New Delhi, and professors from JPNA Trauma Center, AIIMS, New Delhi, who have been guiding the State Health Department and TRIMS Medical College. It is worth mentioning that the Emergency Department of TRIMS has been declared as a center of excellence by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India. Arunachal Pradesh is the top-performing state in the implementation of this NHRP project. The Open National Ski Mountaineering Championship 2026 concluded on a high note at the picturesque slopes of Penga Tengso Lake in Tawang yesterday. The championship was organized as part of the ongoing Winter Adventure Tawang Initiative at witnessed participation from skilled athletes across the country, along with trainees from across Arunachal Pradesh. In the men's category, Anirudh Barwal secured the top position, and in the women's category, Natasha Mahar emerged on top. 1,000 cherry blossom sampling plantation drive was held at CK and Sea Lakes of Zero in Arunachal Pradesh, commemorating the occasion of Bohag Bihu on Wednesday. The Zero Tourism Organization, a union of tourism stakeholders of Lower Subansiri District, in collaboration with the CK Multipurpose Cooperative Society and Sea Multipurpose Cooperative Society, organized the plantation drive. The saplings were sponsored by Lempia Uday Homestay to Zero Tourism Organization. Border Roads Organization successfully organized a voluntary blood donation camp on April 16, 2026 at the MI Room 756 BRTF in Zero. Donation camp was conducted under the leadership of Commander Colonel Aditya Agarwal and Captain Chirag Singhwal of 756 BRTF. Project Arunak, in collaboration with Dr. Hage Yube and the medical team from the blood center Gyati Taka Zonal Hospital. The event saw 43% volunteer to donate, resulting in the successful collection of 33 units of blood. 10 donors were deferred during vital health screenings that detected cases of hypertension. A Samartan Mahila Sammelan on Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was convened by the women of Tirap district under the leadership of 56 Khonsa West MLA, an advisor to the Minister for Transport, Srimati Chakat Abu. Highlighting the aims and objectives of the program, Srimati Chakat Abu emphasized that the provision is meant for all women, irrespective of caste, creed, religion, region, or political affiliation. In a major drug haul, Mizoram Excise and Narcotics Department seized over 10 kilograms of methamphetamine and arrested 4 persons, including a Myanmar national, during operations in Aizawl, an official today said. Narcotics Department spokesperson Peter Zoming Tanga said that the consignment was intended for distribution in Assam. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.